Welcome back to another Dear Shandy Bachelor Recap, listeners. Hello, Andy.
Hello.
How are you today?
Doing good.
Cold.
Cold, yeah. It's one of those days where the building just decides, you know what? Today, you don't deserve heat.
Not today. And that's why you're wearing a sweater.
Yeah. One day, if this podcast lasts for like 20 years, let's just say, we could have like a trivia night. Like, what episodes was Andy not wearing a white t-shirt?
Okay, shall we get going? Recapping episode 9, Fantasy Suites, Andy.
Fantasy. What is your fantasy?
Whenever Fantasy Suites come around, I'm like, God, Fantasy Suites. Like, who came up with that name? How brilliant was that? It's so funny.
Well, I mean, it is a fantasy in the sense that they're all so horned up at that point.
Yes.
That there's no other fantasy they want.
Yeah. So, I just feel like the word fantasy, like they went so far. Like they went overboard.
The suite should have something in it that makes it a fantasy. But sex is just like, I mean, yeah, there's good sex and I guess there's fantasy sex. But fantasy sex just doesn't happen in like just a hotel room.
Yeah, yeah.
When you know it's about to happen. It happens like in a phone booth in the middle of a busy street when you have no idea it's coming.
I gotta say, too, some of these fantasy suites were not as fantasy as other ones we've seen.
Yeah.
Like, these were just sort of, like, nice hotel rooms.
I feel like it's much more heavy on the suite and lighter on the fantasy.
Yeah,
these
in
days.
The old days, there were some real fantasy suites.
I mean, a fantasy suite should be something insane. It should be like an escape room with sex. Themed. It should be themed.
Oh, yeah, there should be costumes.
It should be
hanging.
Like a space room. Or, like, you know, like a medieval room. Maybe a Narnia suite.
Oh, that's a good one. That's
a
good idea.
And they got to dress up? Yeah. How about a furry suite? Like it's like woodland animals. They dress up like as a chipmunk
and
like
elves,
a beaver.
Yeah, or like elves, like an elfin, like a sort of Lord of the Rings.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
Let's make it a fantasy.
Yeah,
I agree. More fantasy, okay. Less sweet.
Okay.
All right.
Shall we get going?
Let's do it.
All right. So we pick up in Tulum, Mexico, and we open with Joey feeling trepidatious going into this week. He's, you know, the same insecurities are coming back about loving someone and it not being reciprocated. And we get a recap now of each relationship, and there are multiple fingers uttered here, Andy. Yeah. And I thought that was interesting because usually finger is our word watch word for the finale. And Kelsey repeatedly misuses Joey and I. Oof. Which may be a theme in this recap.
She may be the biggest offender in Bachelor history.
Yes. Okay, so now Golden Bachelor's Susan arrives to chat with Rachel. I actually thought this was a nice touch, how they had these Golden Bachelor ladies come and chat with each individual woman. It wasn't just one doing all three conversations.
Yeah, I liked it.
It really felt like they had curated which lady to bring to talk to which young lady. Yeah.
They were paired.
And
no
it was
question.
Well matched, yeah. Actually. Yeah. I thought Susan was the right pick for Rachel.
Absolutely.
Rachel says she loves how Joey accepts her goofiness and she admits she's in love. She's working on letting herself be okay with that. She reveals both of her major relationships ended with cheating and her fear is not being picked. She feels like the guy always picks someone else over her. Susan, being the professional that she is, gives Rachel the perfect pep talk about loving herself, letting her guard down, being vulnerable. Susan is made for TV.
Oh, yeah.
I actually haven't looked into her history, but I feel like she has to have been on camera before Golden Bachelor.
I agree. What was her job? Do you remember?
I don't remember.
She's a school teacher or something?
I don't know about that.
No.
Maybe, but I mean, she's so good at this.
Yeah.
Almost weirdly good.
She's into it, too. She's embracing it.
Yes.
She's like, I'm going for it.
Rachel's overnight date now, as she walks towards him, he says, "We match a little bit." And Andy, you said, "How the hell do they match?"
Yeah, but they have skin. I didn't get that.
I gotta say, in general, I feel like people say that they kind of match more often than they actually match. Like, I think that that's an overused thing. Like, it's like, oh, that we're both wearing some variation on, like, white, and so we match. No, you don't.
Yeah.
That's sometimes just, you do, but no.
That's strained small talk.
Oh, yeah. Andy, are you suggesting something?
There's so little to say that he had to go with something that not only is boring, even if it's true, but it wasn't even true.
Joey in his ITM says, Rachel brings out a side of him no one else does. When he says she brings out a side of him no one else does, I think that's like platonic guy friend energy.
Yeah, but it's being forced into fantasy suite energy.
Yes.
Which it's not.
He brings her to a cenote, and you said they love cenotes.
Yeah, it's becoming a theme now.
They jump off higher and higher ledges until she hurts her jaw. We think that she might have jumped in with her mouth open or something.
Yeah, I'm thinking the open mouth.
Ooh, this made me.
You gotta tighten up everything when you go in there.
I don't
like jumping from high.
Yeah,
things.
We agreed that we think this activity is overrated.
It's never. I've done it. Like, I think the highest I've jumped, honestly, is probably that first level.
Okay.
I'm afraid of heights. So for me, that first level is like a 30 meter platform.
Yeah.
So I've done that. And I have to say, there's nothing fun about it. Uh-huh. It's just scary. And then you're falling. And then you hit the water pretty hard. And it usually doesn't feel good when you hit the water.
Yeah.
And then you're like, okay, I'm glad that's over.
Yeah.
But none of that was fun.
Yeah.
Like with a roller coaster, there are points where you're like, okay, this is really uncomfortable and upsetting, but it's also kind of exciting and exhilarating.
Yeah. I feel like the main thing after you jump off a really high thing is that you're like, oh, wow, I didn't get hurt.
Yeah, I didn't get hurt.
It's like,
that's the fun part. Yeah. It's like all intact.
Yeah. And in Rachel's case, she did get hurt to the point where a medic has to check on her and then they take her to the hospital, sort of ruining their final date together.
Yeah.
Should I say that? I just said it's their final date.
Well, I mean, they may get coffee in LA one day.
That totally slipped out. In the hospital, everything looks fine. And Rachel's takeaway is somehow that she needs to open up more. She's standing in her own way. Yeah. We found this date a little trying. And it's not because we don't like Rachel. I actually really like Rachel. She's just very cool and cool.
Yeah, she's a friend.
Yeah, but she's also like, there's a coolness to her.
Well,
like,
she's cool temperature and cool.
Yeah, and I find her relatable.
Mm-hmm.
But I just, this being, like you said, forced into a fantasy suite situation just felt, oof. Rachel says she feels bad. This is in the evening now. She feels like she ruined it. She was waiting all week for this date. Joey says it was a freak accident. Why feel bad? Rachel
wasn't a freak accident. It jumped into water from a high place.
Rachel's,
it's like I was driving 150 miles an hour down the highway and then I just spun out, totally free.
Rachel says she fears opening up too late. Andy, you said even this, she's telling him, not showing him.
Yeah.
It had a bit of that tour guide energy. She reveals all her serious relationships have ended because of being cheated on. The situation triggers her fears around that. Of course, Joey says all the right things, but we still weren't buying it. She breaks down in tears here. This is the most emotion we have seen from her.
I think this emotion was her knowing that it's not her.
Oh, you think so?
Yeah, I think she just finally is like, okay, this is not happening and I'm sad.
Yeah, he gives her all the reassurance and he gives her the fantasy suite card. Andy, you said, want to bang? Do we think they banged?
No, I think they almost banged and then they thought better of it. That's my guess.
Thought better of it.
Yeah, I think they both, I don't think there was banging.
I don't picture Joey being the kind of bachelor who would bang someone he was about to send home.
I think that Joey's a gentleman, and I agree with you.
As they head off, Andy, you asked, wait, they're going to the fantasy suite right now? And I said, yeah. And you said, oh, I forgot how this works. What did you forget?
I did. I thought there was more fanfare.
The next morning, he says he appreciates how vulnerable she was, how much she opened up. He saw a different side of her. It was good to see. Joey in his ITF says he's falling for Rachel. He knew coming into this, he needed her to be more open. She was so honest, so open last night. That's all you could ask for. I got to say, even this ITM felt very interviewee.
Yeah.
Like, these are the things I should say. And even that, he was like, and she was so vulnerable and honest and open. What more could you ask for? Like, who says that? I don't know. Something about this felt a little rehearsed and forced.
It's like one of those regional restaurant commercials.
Yeah.
It's like a local restaurant. They're interviewing people as they come out of the restaurant. Mm-hmm. And they're just standing there like, what I really like about Joey's Italian food is the really great Italian food. And you're like, I don't know if I buy that.
I am imagining those Broadway show commercials.
Oh, totally. Yeah. That too. Same thing.
Okay. So now we have Kelsey A. In her ITM, she says, I'm excited to see what the day has in store for Joey and I. Andy, you said, damn it. Golden Bachelor's Leslie arrives to chat with her. Also a good matchup. Also, it was very clever because I think that the powers that be knew that Kelsey was feeling pretty confident. And they're like, let's send her the runner up from Golden Bachelor to make her spiral and feel really insecure.
Yeah.
So Kelsey tells Leslie, Joey and I's connection has grown so much. She talks about her dad and her dad, quote, seeing Joey and I together.
Just the hits keep coming.
Andy, you said she might be the worst ever at this. Yeah. Leslie reveals she lost her mom at 24. It impacted her whole dating life. And so they sort of bond over having lost their mothers. Kelsey in her ITM cries, saying Leslie thinks Kelsey's mom would be so proud of her, which was really sweet. And Leslie says that on Golden Bachelor, she wishes she hadn't been so confident. She wouldn't wish it on her worst enemy. It was heartbreaking. She basically tells her to keep her guard up. while everyone else is being told to keep their guards down.
Advice. Don't be vulnerable, whatever you do.
She says she now realizes that she could have her heart completely broken. This is Kelsey saying that. Oh, it's close to a heart broken, but there was a completely in between. But we do here get Word Watch 1 because she says in her ITM, she did get her heart broken.
Now we had some debate over this.
Yes, because this is technically two words, not one.
But it's the phonetics.
Yes.
Gotta go with the phonetics.
Yes. Kelsey's overnight now. Joey says, I know there's a real love between Kelsey and I.
It's contagious.
I think maybe they suit each other this way. Do you want to explain the so-and-so and I in case anyone thinks that this is correct?
Do I have to? Okay. No, it's I is the subject of a sentence. I has to do something. The real love between Kelsey and I means there's a real love between Kelsey and a giant inanimate I, the letter I. But like no matter what form it takes, Kelsey and the letter I have a love that's just unstoppable. Written eye, physical eye, metaphysical eye.
There's a cute moment when she says her hair is crazy. He says one of her best features is her crazy hair. Yeah. Don't tame the mane, he says. She says she thinks about him, how hard it is for him to share his feelings with one girl and then do it all over again with the next girl. I really loved this. I love it when a contestant observes the experience that the lead is going through and doesn't just wonder about how they feel about her. No. You know, it's like, oh, that must be difficult for you. It shows empathy.
Yeah,
she was putting herself in his shoes. And he seems to appreciate this. I thought that was really cute. They swim and snorkel and we wonder why there was not black boxing.
Yeah. Because why does she get preferential treatment?
Yeah, there was some like underwater footage. And I mean, I don't think it was needing black boxing, but considering some of the stuff they black box on Paradise, I was like, oh.
Very close to grabbing pearls on that underwater scene.
Clutching pearls, Andy.
Oh, sorry.
In the evening, I'm sorry to say I didn't like this dress. I'm only mentioning it because I think people would want me to mention it.
So you know what this dress was like? It was like she was on Bobby Flay, Beat Bobby Flay. Oh. That's the cooking show, right?
Yeah.
And they were like, Flay. Today you will have to prepare a dress with tarp, paper clips, and a cat toy.
I think you're thinking of Project Runway.
Oh, okay.
Andy, you said about this dress, it looks like a mistake.
Yeah.
Yeah. I didn't like this dress.
Yeah, it looks like something went wrong. And she's like, I don't have time. I got to go out and shoot the scene. And they're like, okay, just go. No one's going to notice.
And I feel bad saying this because Kelsey actually has great style.
Yeah, like, what happened with this
I one? Loved her look when she first arrived. She was doing B-roll in the hotel. She was wearing like a white t-shirt, like a basic white t-shirt, oversized with a pocket. And then this cute satin blue mini skirt. Like it looked great. Yeah. So I'm not criticizing her style overall. I just did not like this dress. No. Now we get Word Watch 2. Kelsey says, if it's not me, I would definitely be heartbroken.
There you go.
They marvel at their ease and comfort with each other. He says he never wants his time with her to end. They talk about remaining hopeful. And Joey says he struggles to be open because he's afraid it can be taken away. She gives him a pep talk here about how he should be vulnerable. I thought this was really cute because it was sort of a fun role reversal.
Mm.
You know, there were these two moments in this date that I really appreciate. One was her imagining herself in his shoes, imagining how hard it was. So that already is a bit of role reversal because usually you get the lead doing that and like comforting the contestant. And then here too, where he's like worried about being rejected and she's like, no, you should be vulnerable. Like, since when do you see the contestant saying that to the lead?
That's true. Yeah.
It was really sweet, actually.
Yeah, I agree.
Those two moments, I was really like, huh, is it Kelsey?
There was a few moments in this one.
Yes. Kelsey officially says she loves him and he says he hasn't had a doubt about how he feels about her. He's falling in love with her. Mm. He's wanted to say it for a while and she is elated. He gives her the fantasy suite card and she says, I accept. That's cute. They make out in the pool and I appreciate, I wrote this down. It's just something, it was a girl observation. She had her hair in a messy top knot.
Mm-hmm.
And I so appreciated this because I never understand on these reality dating shows when girls get in the water and they have long hair and like the ends of their hair are in the water, but they're not getting all their hair wet. So it's just the ends and the ends are like floating around the water. I'm like, put your hair up. Why are you doing that to yourself? My long haired ladies will know what I'm talking about. Mm-hmm. I just never understand it. I'm like, just put your hair up.
I trust you.
So Andy, I see you've got a little bottle from CB Distillery in your hand.
Shh. Is what I have in my hand. I'm telling you, I take this every single night and I sleep like a baby and I don't wake up groggy.
Yes. This stuff is amazing. You guys have heard me talk over the years about my journey with sleeping. And I have found for myself personally that if I have a couple of different products that work really well for me, being one of them. I change it up every couple of nights. That's my perfect way to sleep, and is so good. It is. I look forward to the nights where I get to use that one.
Is just one dropper full that you hold under your tongue for 45 to 60 seconds and then swallow and enjoy a restful night's sleep.
You love putting that stuff under your tongue.
I do.
Yeah, I can always tell because you're just like... Yes. And we're such huge CB Distillery fans. Look, we get a lot of CBD brand. Like, I think it's a podcast thing. CBD brands like to advertise on podcasts.
They do.
So when we say that we have gotten CBD brands come across the Dear Shandy desk over the years, we are not exaggerating. We have turned down so many. CB Distillery made the cut. We love that they are made with the highest quality clean ingredients. No fluff, no fillers.
Is not the only product they have either.
Yeah. So we also love their, which is a stick that you put on sore spots. Mm-hmm. And also the which are gummies for relaxation. And let me tell you, these are my special treat. I particularly love these. When they say relief and relaxation, they are not exaggerating. In fact, when we first tried these, when they first arrived, this is before we vetted CB Distillery. This is what we tried first, the and you and I were both like, whoa. Like we noticed a difference. A lot of CBD stuff, I don't notice a difference. I'm going to be honest.
And it's not just us. They have over 2 million happy customers and a money-back guarantee. So we have a 20% discount for our Shandys.
Visit cbdistillery.com and use code Shandy for 20% off.
That's cbdistillery.com, code Shandy, cbdistillery.com. Jenny Kane is a sweater I like to wear.
Do, 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 do.
It is the best sweater anywhere.
Do, 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 do.
If I quit while I'm not ahead.
I love how many beats sweater got.
Yeah, yeah. Great freestyle.
It's true, though, Andy. Your Jenny Kane sweater. Look at it. So luxurious. And look, it just looks rich, doesn't it?
You want to know something? When I watched the video back of the last time we talked about Jenny Kane, I was so inspired by this sweater that I want to paint this wall now. Because the wall doesn't do this sweater justice.
You're right. We're thinking of painting that wall.
Yeah, this wall needs to be dark. It needs to be classier.
Isn't it so cute that you normally always wear a white V? Yeah. But it was the Jenny Kane sweater. We've called Jenny Kane I've Made It clothes. And I mean, wow, inspiring painting walls. That's pretty big.
And speaking of white, or cream in this case, this sweater, every time you put this on, it just feels like you're a boss lady. Like, I feel like I have to watch out for you. You've made it in a way that makes me feel
intimidating.
A little bad about myself.
I mean, as you know, I have the sweater in 3 colors. They know what they're doing. Their colors are fantastic. The fabrics are great. And they just go with everything. And they're so light. It's like, I forget I'm wearing anything.
And it says something that we've been advertising Jenny Kane for quite some time now. And we're still talking about the same sweaters.
Yes, because they understand the art of less is more, of simplicity, minimalism.
Yes. So find your new uniform at JennyKane.com.
Our listeners get 15% off your first order when you use code DEARSHANDY at checkout.
That's 15% off your first order at JennyKane.com, promo code DEARSHANDY.
Let getting dressed be one less thing to worry about.
So funny story, Charlene. I was speaking with a lady friend of mine.
Okay.
And she has a young son. And that young son does not have cozy earth sheets on his bed, but she has cozy earth sheets on her bed.
Oh no, he won't sleep in non-cozy. Oh wow.
He won't sleep in his bed anymore. So she had to get him cozier sheets because he was sleeping in her bed every night.
You know, I wanted to say that he's spoiled, but also he's just smart. Let's be honest.
He has good taste in sheets.
He does.
He has good respect for comfort.
Comfort, because cozy earth sheets are made with viscose from bamboo. You've heard us talk about these sheets for years. Do you think we would still be talking about cozy earth sheets if we did not genuinely love these sheets? Every time I get into that bed at night, it's like a cloud. I'm like, oh, yeah. Plus, they're cooling, temperature regulating, so you sweat less at night. And so also the sheets over the years, I mean, we've had these sheets for years now, they don't yellow.
I feel like the sheets kind of think they're superior to me because they should be yellow by now.
You know, I can't blame that kid.
No.
Because if I had access to cozy sheets when I was his age, what is he, 5?
Yeah.
Come on.
He's a smart kid.
You know what that kid has? Good taste.
Yes. You know who else has good taste?
Oprah.
Wow, that was a great guess.
Because Cozy Earth, various Cozy Earth products, not just the sheets, have been on Oprah's favorite things list for 5 years, five plus years now. The sheets, the jogger pants, the waffle bath towel bundle, they know what they are doing. Also, I have to mention this because this is the first time we're doing a cozy ad since we spoke with this friend, but we have a friend who worked with Cozy a couple of years back, and he said that they are a wonderful company. Like, he had nothing bad to say about
the company. Do you think a company that makes these products wouldn't be wonderful?
No, that's true.
I feel like it's like Santa's elf shop.
Elf shop?
Is it called an elf shop? I don't think it is, but you know what I'm talking about.
So if you've never tried Cozy Earth, we've got awesome news.
You can save up to 35% on Cozy Earth right now.
Go to CozyEarth.com/Shandy and enter our promo code Shandy at checkout for up to 35% off.
That's CozyEarth.com/Shandy, promo code Shandy, CozyEarth.com/Shandy.
The next morning, they are super cute making breakfast together. Kelsey and her iTeam practically cries from happiness. He reiterates that he's falling in love with her and... there's a lot of making out. She's up on the kitchen counter. They have the kitchen counter make out scene. And I got to say, she's so gorgeous without makeup on. I mean, Kelsey's always so gorgeous, but she reminded me with no makeup on of the little girl from The Grinch.
Oh, yeah.
Is it Cindy Lou?
Cindy Lou. Yeah.
I don't know. She just looked like her. That's a compliment.
You're a mean one, Mr. Grinch. Good. That's too low.
No.
You're a mean one. You're a mean one, Mr. Grinch. That was it.
Good, good.
Duh. You're a something, something, huh? You're dun 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 dun.
This sounds like the Canadian national anthem, Andy. As they part ways, we were like, oh, is he picking her? Is he picking Kelsey?
I
am really on the edge of my seat with this season.
I don't know. I don't even know if they slept together. I'm not sure about it. What do you think?
Not
sure. Not 100% sure.
The one person I really think he slept with was Daisy.
There's no question.
They have so much sexual chemistry, the two of them. Kelsey, there's like such a wholesomeness. I know a lot of people think Daisy's the wholesome one. I do think Daisy's wholesome.
Kelsey's
the Christmas tree, farm, all these things.
Kelsey's the wholesome one.
Kelsey is the wholesome one. There's a girlishness to Kelsey that... Yeah. It's still holding me back from thinking she's the one. I don't know. She's not like matching Joey at that place, but that's, I don't know. We could be wrong. Like, I'm really on the edge of my seat. I'm totally okay with being wrong because I think he would be very happy with either woman. But, you know, I think one woman would survive being rejected better than the other. I'll save it till later.
Okay.
Everyone knows who it is, though. Okay, we get Word Watch 3 here where Kelsey says in her ITM, Leslie said I could end up heartbroken. And now we move on to Daisy. Sandra arrives to chat with her. Again, a great matchup. She's the best. Who doesn't love Sandra?
She's the best.
Daisy says the way Joey treats her has completely changed her life and she looks at herself differently. When she hears herself saying this, she says that she thinks she's in love with him. And Sandra advises her to be open, give it some sexual oomph. Men like that.
Yeah, they do. She's right.
She says Daisy has a beautiful mind and spirit. I really thought these two connected.
Mm-hmm,
like definitely. They have a similar energy, a similar intellectual side to them. I just really liked them together.
Perfect pairing.
Daisy in her overnight now as she jumps into his arms. Andy, you said Lululemon? Why didn't they blur it out?
Are they paying?
Oh, I don't think they're paying.
So they're just so famous that they're like, just who cares?
Oh, you think that they were gifted Lululemon?
Well, they just, usually they blur out brands that they're not getting paid from.
I'm wondering if it was too small. They didn't bother.
Oh, okay. I knew it was Lululemon. I'm a guy. I shouldn't know that.
Yeah, it's an interesting thing to think about. I have no idea. No black boxing, no blurring out brands. No. As they're about to take off for the day, she says, wait, one more thing. And then she goes in for a long kiss and the porn music comes on.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, she's giving that sexual oomph that Sandra told her to do. And now as they ride an ATV together, we get Word Watch 4, Kelsey at the hotel expressing fears. She says again, Leslie says she did get her heart broken.
Mm-hmm.
When Daisy and Joey chat, she says her family loved him. They joke that he can read her mind. And we still think she matches him the best.
Yep.
It's a wavelength thing.
Yeah.
I don't know how to describe it. It's just what I, and I can't help but project, right? Like what they share, the dynamic they share, the banter they share, the sort of, there's like an intellect level that they share.
There's no question.
I would look for in a relationship. So I can't help but be like, yeah, that's, I like that.
No, but I think you would look for it. And I think Joey is showing that he wants that. I'm not just thinking about myself here.
I mean, I think I might be thinking about myself. I mean, maybe, it's hard not to. Like, it's hard not to look for what you would look for. And it's hard to, like, you know, we don't know Joey. In fact, Joey is still shrouded in a lot of mystery for me. And I think that he's like that in real life, I'm now realizing. So it's hard to know exactly what he's looking for. Meanwhile, with Charity on her season, I felt very early on that it was, you know, Dot, and like, that's correct. Like, I think that's something Charity would want.
Yes.
Joey in his ITM says, Daisy makes him feel so understood. When he kisses her, he feels whole. They shower outside and have a hot makeout. And in the evening, she says she's an emotional person. And he says, let's get them all out. There's an extremely cute moment where she begins to say she didn't know how this was going to go. And he teases her about this. He's like, oh, yeah, you weren't sure you were going to like me. You weren't sure I was going to like you. You had all these whatevers. And then they laugh about this. And then she says, I forgot what I was going to say.
That was so cute.
I loved this.
Isn't that great? Instead of just saying one of the lines, like the stock line she can pull out anytime she wants.
Yes.
She's just like, oh, I don't remember what I was saying.
It's so natural to say this. So natural. Like, I hope this carried the same weight for other people. And maybe people are listening and they're like, so what? But I really think that that shows such a level of comfort with each other. It doesn't have that rehearsed feeling. You know, we forget what we were going to say to each other all the time. And it's often funny because you're like, you ended up laughing about something on the way to the thing you were going to say. And then you're like, I don't remember what I was going to say. And then you're like, well, ha 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 ha.
Well, you know, it shows comfort with the fact that you have human imperfections.
Yes.
I love that.
Yeah.
It's like, I'm a human. I'm not perfect. And it's funny sometimes.
Yes.
She's great. I'm into Daisy.
I love Daisy. Daisy says, I was crying to Sandra, the Golden Bachelor lady.
Again, amazing.
She says she's been shut down in past relationships. And he says he has insecurities too.
The Golden Bachelor lady.
Even that was so natural.
It was so great.
Yeah.
It was so great. I can't even put my finger on it.
Me neither, but we both laughed out loud and rewatched it.
It was so good. It was almost like she was like calling her the same way you would call someone who like just stands on your street corner yelling to herself all day. You know, the corner lady.
She says she's been shut down in past relationships. He says he has insecurities through this too. A fear that someone falls in love with Joey the Bachelor and not Joey the person. And she starts to tear up. And he says, what? And she says, I don't know. I'm just really thankful for you.
Aww.
Daisy in her ITM says he's opened up parts of her she forgot existed. She tells him he's changed her life. Falling in love with him is fun. Mm. He says he is falling in love with her. It's been building for a while. He apologizes for blurting out, I feel the same way, at the tail end of her hometown last week. I thought that was really funny.
Yeah, that was funny.
And he gives her the fantasy suite card. She accepts. Lots of hot making out and they're kissing.
Mm-hmm.
I'm still, you know, it's so fascinating how differently people can watch this season. And that's what makes it so exciting, because some people are like, no, the kissing with Kelsey is better.
No,
but
it's not.
To me, it's, I guess, subjective, because I
not
think
subjective.
The
it's
kissing
objective.
With
it's not. You have to. There has to be some people need to be disciplined in this world. There's nothing subjective about this. The kissing with Daisy is obviously and objectively and scientifically and mathematically better than the kissing with Kelsey. I'm not saying that the kissing with Kelsey is bad. It's fine. It's totally fine. The kissing with Daisy is obviously on another level.
I find the kissing with Kelsey oscillates between like girlish pecks, where he's kind of going there for a kiss and she's like, peck. And she like pulls away.
Yes.
And kind of like cutely, like she'll go, mwah. Like that. And then once in a while, maybe when cameras are further away, like they'll have, you know, against a tree, they'll have a pretty hot makeout.
Yeah.
But
no,
I feel with Daisy, there's just like Disney. A slow drawn out. Like they're both
but
enjoying
you feel the heat.
It.
You feel the
I
temperature
feel the
goes up in the room.
Mm-hmm.
And even that scene in the fantasy suite where he's kissing Kelsey, where she's sitting on top of the counter.
Yeah.
And he's kissing her. That's like the sort of the quintessential hot kissing position.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And even that, I was just watching. I was like, it's not doing anything for me.
Oh,
But Daisy, any kiss, it doesn't matter. Even when it's contrived, even when she's like, okay, I just want to kiss now.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm like, she got me.
Yeah.
That's a good kiss.
Okay. I mean, I agree, but a lot of people do not.
Right.
It's the next morning now as they chat and eye gaze. Andy, you said, oh, they had some sex.
Ugh.
You really think that they hooked
unquestionably.
Up? Okay. And you think it was good?
It was solid.
Okay. So what man's perspective, what about this gave away that they had sex?
I don't know, but I know they had sex. I can't put my finger on it.
Okay.
I'm 100%. I would bet an amount of money that would leave us, you know, in a very desperate situation.
Please don't do that. Okay, that's so interesting. I feel a little weird speculating whether or not they had sex, but I also feel like it's the fantasy suite. Like, what are we supposed to do? Yeah. Like, come on. We're not rising above it here. No. A dear Shandy.
No.
Meanwhile, Kelsey seems to be spiraling further back at the hotel. She keeps going back to what Leslie said. Lots of Frankenbiting here, but I think the gist is the same. I mean, Kelsey clearly was either manipulated into or spiraled enough that she wrote a card to Joey. Mm. WordWatch 5 here, where once again in her ITM, she says Leslie was completely crushed and heartbroken. So truly, I think all 5 out of 5 of these heartbrokens were about Leslie.
Yeah. Poor Leslie. Poor Leslie.
Oh, man.
Oh, dear.
Kelsey in her ITM says she needs to talk to Joey before the rose ceremony. She writes him that note, leaves it at his door. And there's a voiceover where she says she would rather leave now than have her heart completely broken. And Joey returns now to his room and reads the card. It says, we need to talk. And as Joey seems to be upset over the idea of Kelsey leaving, we agreed, Andy, this felt extremely produced.
Extremely. First of all, the letter was a dead giveaway. Number one, she's right. I mean, like, this is so obvious.
What do you mean giveaway? Giveaway of what?
Giveaway of that it was produced.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
So first of all, obviously, I mean, I'm explaining the obvious, but they got a camera like 6 inches away from her writing hand as she's writing this letter. And secondly, and more importantly, you wouldn't say we need to talk in the letter. You would say, can we talk? If this was in any way real.
Uh-huh.
You wouldn't say we need to talk. Because we need to talk is a passive aggressive. Why are you sending a letter that says we need to talk?
Oh.
That makes no sense. You say, can we talk?
Yeah.
Is it okay if we talk? Do you mind if we talk?
Or meet me at the watchtower
exactly,
at midnight.
Exactly,
which we've seen before, yeah.
Yeah, we need to talk.
Yeah, no,
everyone, no one wants to hear we need to talk. No one ever wants to hear we need to talk. I don't want to hear we need to talk when it's about eggs that we need to buy. I never want to hear that.
No, it's a really good point. And now that you mentioned that, it really feels very out of character for Kelsey of all people to have written those 4 words like that. Like it feels too aggressive. You know what I mean? It feels too confrontational.
Yeah.
And I do think that when she went to his room, she was hoping to talk to him. Like, I don't think she had fully intended to write the card. Do I think she was sent to his room when producers knew that he wasn't there? Absolutely. They wanted to have the whole card thing. And maybe she was told what to write. But I agree. The whole thing felt very like contrived. And I mean, it ends with a cliffhanger now. Well, Joey basically starts to spiral on his end, thinking, oh, maybe she's leaving. What does this mean? And it ends with a to be continued. I mean, to me, this is not a cliffhanger.
No.
We do not think Kelsey's leaving.
How much you want to bet? Ready? How much do you want to bet?
What?
I'm going to put another. Whatever money I have left over after the Daisy sex bet.
Okay.
I'm riding this on this bet.
Okay.
There will be, at some point in that conversation, tinkly music that starts playing.
Oh, absolutely. It's going to start with a like suspense, music. And then at some point, there's going to be a pause where she's like, I just really care about you. And then the tinkly music will start.
100%.
Yeah.
And what's the point of this? Why are they just trying to create, like, what? I'm not sure what the objective here is.
Well, to be honest, this is concerning me slightly because I don't want to say concerning me. I want him to pick who he picks and who he wants.
It's concerning me too.
Because yeah, it makes
this
me
could
think
only
it could
be that they're trying to throw wool over the fact that he picks Kelsey.
Yeah. Usually,
and I don't like that.
It's been too smooth sailing with Kelsey. And so usually you need this bump in the road on the way.
Because when I first saw the preview for that note writing, I thought it was going to be Daisy.
Yes.
Because that makes more sense. But now I'm thinking, why are they trying to take our eyes off the ball of Kelsey?
Yeah.
Like, is he picking Kelsey? Is that really? I mean, look, it's possible.
I mean, I want him to pick who he picks, right? Like, it's not like I would have an issue with him picking Kelsey. I just always feel these things are unnecessary. I actually think it's more powerful for it to be completely smooth sailing and you have no idea.
Yeah.
I don't know if the wool needs to be thrown over our eyes.
And then this
is... Unless it's a double psych. And we think they're pulling the wool over our eyes, but they're actually not. And he actually does pick Daisy.
You know what? This is a good point. Because we're in now like the 78th season of the show.
Yeah.
It's getting to the point where they have to start doing double sides.
Yes.
But the thing that did, and I know I'm falling for it a little bit, but why was Joey seemingly so upset? Is he acting or is it getting to the point now? Like, I just, what's your take on that? Because he seemed visibly upset about this.
Yeah, but I also think that they made it seem... worse than it.
But let's just say it was really bad. Let's just say she was like, I'm leaving. If I was picking Daisy or if I was right on the fence and someone's like, I'm leaving, I'd be like, sweet. That makes my decision
easy.
Yeah,
but we have to remember his big insecurity, right? Like if one, let's say he's got his final two in his mind and he's trying to debate between each one.
So he's
and then
debating.
One of them leaves, it's sort of like, oh, I only have one left. Like that biggest fear is happening.
But you're giving me your opinion now in what you said.
Yeah.
You think that he's still debating. Because I don't.
I just don't picture Joey being the kind of guy. I'm really giving him a lot of credit. I mean, lots of bachelors do this. He told both of them that he's falling in love with them. Like, why do you do that? I thought he was going to not utter the L word until he had picked someone.
So you think he's going to make a game time decision? Really?
No, I mean, I don't know. I'm giving him a lot of benefit of the doubt because I just, considering what he went through and how I would think that he doesn't want to hurt someone, that he would not say he's falling in love with two women unless it were absolutely true and he really didn't know what he was doing.
So you are saying he's making a game time decision?
I don't really believe in that on this show, though. I'm just like, I guess I respect him so much that I'm like, oh, he really must not know.
You know
I
what
must
I think?
Be a fool. I'm a fool for believing that.
I think it's been Daisy from day one.
But then why let Kelsey ride so high?
Well, there has to be a second place. When in Bachelor, seriously, when in Bachelor has the Bachelor iced out the second place?
Almost never.
They always say they're falling for both of them. They always make it seem like they're both really in the running.
Yeah, yeah.
Once in a blue moon, you get one where it's like, okay, this is really, he's pushing the limit.
Yeah.
But this always happens.
It does.
It's been Daisy from day one,
okay.
In my opinion.
All right.
First date.
To be honest, this episode made me lean a little more Kelsey.
Me too.
For a couple of reasons.
It made me lean 5% Kelsey as opposed to zero.
Okay, so Andy, that brings us to your A game. Who is your winner?
Daisy. Ooh, always Daisy.
I think this is the fourth week in a row. Wow, we're big Daisy fans. You know what's fascinating is how there are people out there who don't seem to like Daisy.
Why?
People say that she's boring.
Daisy's
I'm like, are
boring?
We watching the same
and
show?
And Kelsey is so excited.
I don't know. And I like Kelsey too. But to me, there is no comparison. Like Daisy is electric. She's intuitive.
She's mischievous.
Yes.
She's quirky.
Yes.
You know that there's a hell of a lot more quirk where that came from. When she's off camera, the quirk goes up 20 times.
She's really
boring.
Like her.
Daisy's boring. What show are they watching?
I don't know.
Who's exciting? Which one's exciting?
Please. I know.
You know who's exciting? Sandra.
Yeah.
You never know when she's going to fart.
Okay, so why does Daisy win A game?
Because Daisy says everything right. I can't pinpoint anything.
Yeah.
She's always saying the right things. She has she's the right expressions.
Yeah.
She knows how to hold on loosely.
Yes.
She just does everything right. Follow Daisy's lead.
She's a good dater. For
she's
someone
so
who went into this with, you know, some insecurities, she's got game.
She's just perfect.
Okay, so now we have our word watch. Andy, there were five heartbrokens. And how many correct guesses?
Only 13.
Ooh, yeah. Exciting.
Yeah. And I just want to add one little thing here.
Oh.
So a lot of people over the years, now I can say that, over the years of this podcast, have said that we should have like as the word watch, the word like.
Oh, yeah.
And okay, obviously they say like a lot in this show. I ask you this, if I used the word like as the word watch, do you think that my life would be easy counting the likes? Number one, I sense that you don't care for my well-being. But number two, no one would win. There is literally no chance that anyone, even if our viewership was 100 million people, no one would guess the number of likes that are uttered.
That's like
let's stop the
like.
It's
like the gumball thing. It's like, guess how many gumballs are in this large jar. It's like too many.
Well, yeah, the gumball machine was the size of planet Earth.
Yeah, we're never doing like.
No, it's never happening.
We, in fact, aim for words that we think are... You know, where it's going to be interesting. It could be a lot. It could be few. We're never choosing like. It's never happening.
It's insane. And if you want to do, if you want to volunteer to count it, then go be my guest.
Okay, so our winner is Carla Johnson. Congratulations. You are the winner of $100 to spend at one of my favorite Etsy shops, Furano Studio. Please email us by this Friday at midnight to claim your prize. And Andy, do you know what your word for next week is?
Always the same.
And actually, it's not for next week. It's for 2 weeks from now.
Yes.
We have a very exciting giveaway.
Yeah.
I mean, it's the finale giveaway.
It's the finale giveaway.
We like to line up our big giveaway with the finale. And okay, so Andy, 2 weeks from now. So not episode 10 where it's Women Tell All and a little bit of the episode where we see that Kelsey decides to not leave because we all know that's happening. Okay, so for the finale, what is the word?
Finger.
Ooh. Okay, so if you would like to enter the Shandy Word Watch and have a chance to win a prize, then you will guess the number of times the word finger will be uttered in the finale. So that's not next week, but the week after that, assuming it's the week after that, I think it is. The finale. Yeah. Okay, yeah, the finale. When it ends.
The last episode. Okay.
And if you guess correctly, you will be entered in a draw and one name will be plucked and that person will win... Our grand prize, a Lomi, our electric countertop composter. I'm pointing at it right now. We love this thing. You know, they are a longtime sponsor of ours and it is amazing. You put in your food scraps, your food waste, and with the push of a button, it turns your food waste and scraps into soil that you can then sprinkle on your plants, or you could just even throw it in the garbage and make one little difference in the environment because actually throwing out all this food waste over time becomes methane and lives in a garbage bag and is just so bad for the planet.
I would say it's on par with a life-changing event such as getting a pet.
I mean, we do refer to it as our pet.
And also a $500 value.
$500 value.
It's a decent prize.
Yeah, amazing prize. So yes, be sure to enter. You have 2 weeks to enter this one. Okay. Let's move on, Andy, to our predictions. Who do you have in first? Daisy. Correct?
Do I have to say it?
Oh, you don't even want to.
I don't
want
to say it.
You don't want to waste your breath.
I don't want to say it. It feels uncomfortable to say something so obvious.
Oh, you're making a point right now. Okay, yeah, we both think it's Daisy. But interestingly, when I think about it, I do think Daisy is the person who would survive best being rejected.
Yeah.
Not better than Rachel, because I think Rachel knows it's not her. But out of Kelsey and Daisy, you know, the way Daisy speaks about this experience, she's like, you've changed my life. Like, you've altered my perception on things. Like, you've changed how I view myself. Like, I think Daisy's already gotten probably the most she can get out of this experience. You know, maybe she'll end up with a ring on her finger. But Kelsey, meanwhile... It feels like more of, like she's more in, like her whole being is in it. While Daisy, there's more like, I'm my own autonomous person, while Kelsey's like already merging into Joey. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
And maybe Joey wants that. It's possible. Some people want that.
The one remaining question mark is what does Joey want, as you said?
Yeah.
I don't know exactly what Joey wants, but I'd be damned if Joey doesn't want Daisy.
Okay.
That's all I'm going to say.
Okay. So we both think Kelsey will be second.
And I think Joey wants Kelsey.
Yeah.
But he doesn't want her in the same way.
Yeah. You said before that he wants to want Kelsey.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. I think he's extremely charmed by Kelsey and I think he's really attracted to Kelsey.
Yeah.
Oh, man. I mean, it's fun. It's fun when we don't know. We really don't know. Okay. And so we both think Rachel is going home.
Is there any chance Rachel doesn't go home?
I don't think so.
5%?
5%.
I'll give it 5%.
The only way I see that happening is if he wants to protect the feelings.
That's the thing. Yeah. It would be an artificial choice.
Yeah. Like we think it was last week, actually.
Yes.
And I did not expect to go in this direction. I mean, I had Kelsey in my top spot for a long time.
The second I saw Kelsey, I thought she was going to win.
Yeah.
And then I saw his date with Daisy. I'm like, no, I believe in Joey. I believe it. The reason I'm picking Daisy is because I believe in Joey.
Oh.
I'm picking Joey.
Yeah.
I'm putting my money behind him to make the right choice.
Oh, don't say that. He's going to make the right choice for him, Andy.
No, he's going to make the right choice for me.
All right. I think that's a wrap.
Yeah.
If you enjoyed what you heard today, you know what we will ask of you, and that is to like, subscribe, hit the notification bell, follow us on Instagram and
TikTok.
Leave us Apple and
Spotify
podcast ratings and reviews. Tell your friends and generally do all the things you would do to support a podcast you enjoy. Thank you so much for tuning in, and we'll see you next time on Dear Shandy. Bye-bye. Dear Shandy.
Dun, 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 dun.
No. Oh my God, it's so cold in here that my nose is running.
Good. Okay.